Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: choosing effectively the right ways of God and God Himself. Chapter 2. Existing ways or ways to be created and established. One of the essential aspects when the topic of choices or decisions is discussed is undoubtedly related to the matter of options and the knowledge of the options that are available to an individual, considering, still, that in some cases even the creation of new options may also present itself as one of the possible alternatives. In various circumstances, the lack of satisfaction of some individuals with the options presented to them served as a stimulus for new alternatives to emerge throughout history and still continue to emerge in the daily lives of people in the present world. And among these new alternatives, there are many that have turned out to be highly beneficial, while others have turned out to be widely harmful. Nevertheless, in other circumstances, human beings' desire to create new options to make their choices or decisions will simply or invariably reflect vain efforts before the inability to actually create new alternatives. Although it is possible to review the options available to be chosen and even create new alternatives in the face of many daily circumstances, there are also many situations in which the options that are already available to be chosen cannot be changed, nor can new alternatives be added to them. Therefore, an individual being aware of when it is still possible to seek and add new options of choices and when this is not possible is also an essential factor in the decision-making process, so that one does not incur vain, unproductive, or useless actions that try to create new alternatives where this is just not suitable or possible to be accomplished. Yet another way in which we can see the considerations of the above paragraphs is related to what in the scriptures are called ways or paths and the decisions and choices to be made concerning these ways or paths, for there are circumstances in life in which it is even possible to create new ways or paths as one of the alternatives, but there are also circumstances in which the possible ways or paths to be chosen are already defined without it being possible to create new alternatives. Thus, returning to focus more specifically on the aspect of walking according to the newness of life that God offers to human beings, the knowledge that regarding this walking no human being can add new alternatives or new paths beyond the way of life that already exists also demonstrates the broad relevance of being more aware of the characteristics of this calling offered by the Lord to people in the present world. Although human beings are attracted to the insistent search for innovation and the diversification of options or paths, often achieving benefits in various areas of their lives, this same insistence cannot effectively result in the creation of new options or ways when the matter is related to walking in the newness of life that God offers to each human being. Although the sovereign calling of God in Christ Jesus to people is a calling precisely to walk in newness of life, the way in which a person is called to walk in this newness of life is one that is already eternally established, cannot be changed, and new paths cannot be added in parallel to it. Although this may seem counterintuitive to some people, it is precisely in the way or on the paths already prepared beforehand by God that we find the newness of heavenly life that human beings so desperately need. Although it may seem contradictory to some people, we can note, just as an example, that it is precisely in relation to the already established paths that also a significant portion of the novelties of the material world is developed. The high-powered cars and trucks that we see today can only be used so broadly because of the paths, roads, or highways that were firmly established so that technological innovations could travel along them. So, the fact that the way or the paths to which people are called to walk in newness of life according to the heavenly kingdom already exist previously does not mean that people, when opting for them, are going backward regarding what is new and appropriate for their lives. On the contrary, they begin to opt for the alternative in which they can actually receive novelties that are also firmly supported in their lives. The way to walk in the newness of life to which God calls all people, although already pre-established in advance by the Lord, is and will always be a novelty of life compared to any other way or paths that result from people's bondage to sin, the condemning law of Moses, or similar to it, to darkness, and, finally, to death. The way or ways of God to which the Lord calls people to walk in them, although already established in advance by the Lord, are new because they are in everything perfect and, therefore, new in comparison to the imperfect and corrupted ways that do not lead to life according to the will of God or eternal life. Furthermore, the way or ways of the Lord are also always new because they are eternally beneficial ways and have already been perfectly tested and approved in everything, as we can see below. Psalms 18, 30. As for God, His way is perfect, the word of the Lord is proven, He is a shield to all who trust in Him. Isaiah 48, 17. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. No matter how much people try to create or find alternative ways to the way or ways of God that are already prepared in advance and in which the Lord calls people to walk, all other options that present themselves as new alternatives for life according to God's will or eternal life are nothing more than variations of the old, ancient, and imperfect ways that are according to the mentality of the creation, and in which a person will not be able to find the newness of God offered to him or her by the heavenly kingdom. In God and in what He has already established in advance according to His eternal wisdom, there are endless and firmly established new things. However, everything contrary to God's will, even what seems new, is nothing more than a new attempt by which the same old things seek to present themselves and involve people in their deceptions. Thus, because the options offered by the Lord represent perfect newness in relation to what is imperfect, also the psalmists cried out so many times for God to lead them in the ways that the Lord had already established long ago or that for them represented the newness of life that could not be found in any other alternative in the world. Psalms 25, 4. Show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. Psalms 27, 11. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path, because of my enemies. Psalm 67, 1-2. God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause His face to shine upon us. That your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Psalms 86, 11. Teach me your way, O Lord, I will walk in your truth, unite my heart to fear your name. Psalm 77, 11-13. I will remember the works of the Lord, surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your work, and talk of your deeds. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary, or is holy, who is so great a God as our God. Psalms 119, 35-37. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things, and revive me in your way.